USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting close to a vaccine. Drug maker Pfizer announced Monday that early data from analysis of their coronavirus vaccine shows that it's more than 90% effective in preventing infections. While further analysis is needed and trials are still ongoing, Dr. Anthony Fauci called it excellent news. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease told CNN it will be an important step in controlling the virus.
There's still some questions about, you know, the durability of the effect, about whether how effective it is in the elderly versus younger people, but the bottom line is, as a vaccine, it's more than 90% effective, which is extraordinary and will play a major role in what the outcome of this is going to be.
The U.S. passed 10 million COVID cases on Monday, with infection rates rising in more than 40 states. A new record of 128,412 new infections were reported on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.